SBS Radio.
Wadamuli, you're listening to NITV Radio, and I'm Kerry Lee Harding. Coming up for you now, my yarn with artist Marie Clark on her latest major retrospective exhibition, Ancestral Memories, which is on now at the National Gallery of Victoria.
My name's Marie Clark. I'm an artist, practicing artist, been practicing for many, many moons now, and connected to traditional lands of Bunurong, Wamba Wamba, Muddy Muddy, Yorta Yorta, and Trawillaway, and our mob also come from Tipperary in Ireland and Dunstable in the UK.
And I gotta love how you recognise your ancestors from the United Kingdom, because on my dad's side they come from the Isle of Man and also Ireland as well. So yeah. It's good that we do that, ACES.
Yeah, absolutely, because on my cloak, my 63 pelt possum skin cloak, I've represented Ireland and Dunstable with green ochre, which is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that sounds really deadly indeed. And we're going to talk more about that beautiful 60 pelt possum skin cloak coming up in this interview. But we'll get started with my first question to you, Marie, today. Is this exhibition, of course, covers more than three decades of your work. Can you please tell me, how do you actually start off creating an exhibition like this?
Oh, gosh, I think it all started back in Mildura making jewellery. So my smallest brush had like two or three hairs, and painting brooches and earrings out of beautiful timbers that my brother used to cut out for us, these beautiful shapes. And then going from painting those to painting a tram, again with my brother and sister and Peter Campbell, in 1988, advertising the Koori Heritage Trust. And sort of going from that to other bigger public art commissions and artworks, to painting other miniatures on wood, and just trying to think about new ways to present art and tell stories through art in different ways.
And as you've just spoken about there, you are a multidisciplinary artist. Your work includes photography, printmaking, sculpture, jewellery design, as you've mentioned, and video, plus much more. Do you actually have a favourite medium that you like to work with, or is it too hard to pick just one?
No, it's just whatever I'm working on at the moment. I just love it. Love working in lots of different areas. Like at the moment, I'm basically sitting at the dining room table with this huge piece of paper helping my nephew do these designs for a commission that he's got. Then out the back, I've got four dye baths going, dyeing echidna quills, kwandong seeds and carob seeds for a new jewellery collection that I'm working on with Blanche Tilden that will be launched during Radiant Pavilion. And then I've got all of these fake flowers and four beautiful dresses hanging in my office area for a new body of work for the Art Gallery of South Australia for Tanandi. And I'm also working on the Metro Tunnel line-wide five stations where my artwork will be from platform up to concourse across all five new train stations, and representing the five clans of the Kulin Nation and telling other stories. So they're all really, really different projects and artworks that I'll be making.
You have so much going on, which is so exciting. This might seem like a random question, but where do you store your art over the years? Because you must have collected so much of your artworks, Marie.
Oh, no. Well, at the moment, I'm in so many travelling exhibitions, which is a good thing. So they're not, all sitting here either in my spare room or out in my chill-out space or at my gallery. So I have quite a bit of work sort of on display out there somewhere. And then when it comes back, it goes to Magellan, Vivian will either sell it or it will go into other exhibitions.
Now let's talk about what you mentioned earlier, which is a beautiful 60 pelt possum skin cloak, which was actually commissioned by the National Gallery of Victoria for this particular exhibition, which is called Ancestral Memories at the Ian Potter Centre. Can you tell us about making this work and what inspired you to do this, please, Marie?
So, Miles Russell Cook approached me about commissioning a cloak for my exhibition. And, you know, normally possum skin cloaks are around 30, 35 pelts. And I felt like I needed to make a statement piece because it was going to be part of my exhibition. And I just decided to make this supersized because a lot of my work I supersize. I decided to make, you know, a cloak twice as big with 63 pelts. Well, I live in a tiny, weeny little house in Yarraville that didn't have the capacity to lay out 63 pelts. So I had to go over to my gallery with my nephew and we laid it out on the floor in the gallery and cut it out over there and sort of numbered all the pelts and tied it up in bundles. And then came time for sewing it, where I invited family and friends to come over and help me stitch it and just documenting that process because everything I do, I also document it. Then I got two of my nephews to make kangaroo sinew thread to sew the two end pieces of the cloak. And the thread was quite beautiful but just quite hard to sew with. But we managed it. We got through it and then it came time for mapping the cloak. And again, I took the sewn cloak over to my gallery and laid it on the floor and put all the different maps of country on there and sketched it out and then brought it home for burning and painting. It's quite big. And the first time I saw it, like in its entirety, was when it was hanging on the wall in the NGV because I didn't have a space big enough to lay it out here.
And what went through your mind when you saw it hanging there at the gallery for the very first time? What an amazing experience to have.
Yeah, it was a bit of a wow factor because in front of it is the historical Yorta Yorta cloak. So to have the two cloaks together, and because my work is around researching objects and items and recreating those pieces, and, you know, there's the cloak, there's the kangaroo tooth necklaces, and there's one of the historical kangaroo tooth necklaces. I've got these 50-metre river reed necklaces, and in one of the smaller glass cases are the historical river reed necklaces from the Melbourne Museum collection. So all of these other objects were borrowed from the Melbourne Museum, and a Kopi morning cap, sort of alongside my contemporary morning caps. So it's really interesting for people, I think, to see these historical objects and then how I've turned those objects into art and hopefully in a really respectful way.
And I think you've done that. I haven't seen the work, but my guess is that you've done that with the glass eel trap that you've also created for this exhibition. It looks beautiful from the pictures that I've actually seen. How would you describe this piece for our listeners? Considering we are radio, how would you describe it? What does it look like and what size is it?
Wow. So the two eel traps are 3 metres long and they're made in sections of round glass and it's clear. So each one is made of 20 sections. So when you look through it, it's sort of, you get this sort of watery feel and a bit translucent, but it's hanging down from these beautiful stainless steel wires that look like a spine. And then the way it's lit, the shadow that's projected then onto the plinth beneath, it almost looks like, you know, a spine, a fossil of a spine or something like that. It's really beautiful.
Sounds really beautiful indeed. Unfortunately, down here in Melbourne, we are in lockdown along with Sydney Siders, and I think some people in Adelaide at the moment as well. Things are just changing by the minute, aren't they, Marie, when it comes to this COVID-19? I can't get to the gallery yet, unfortunately. What does the space look like? How would you describe what we're seeing in the gallery space at the NGV for your exhibition, Ancestral Memories? Like, how is the exhibition placed around the space?
I would describe it as full of memories and stories. And because I work in so many different mediums, when I walked in there, I literally burst into tears, like, to see everything together like that and beautifully, like, executed. The whole exhibition design is just perfect. And then to walk around and see the black and white photos that I took in the early 90s. And I hope community get to go in there and see those. And then opposite that are my ritual and ceremony series, which run like a spine throughout the exhibition. And then there's the jewellery again from the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, that run through, you know, from my echidna quill necklaces to river reeds to the glass, or kangaroo tooth necklaces to the glass seed pods and glass river reeds. So it's this continuation of cultural practice in the 21st century using new mediums and new materials. It's very beautiful.
I can't wait to see the exhibition. I know you mentioned a little bit earlier about what's coming up next for you, but what else does the future hold for you and your artwork, Marie Clark, for now?
I don't know. Hopefully in the future to have, you know, I would love to take something like this, you know, to the UK or to the US or to Germany or somewhere to show them our continuation of cultural practice. Because I do a lot of research in museum collections, especially in London, I think it would be amazing to take something like this over there, where I've also done research on, you know, our Southeast material cultural items, and then to be able to show this continuation of the kangaroo tooth necklaces, the river reed necklaces, and then take the glass and the seed pods and all that sort of stuff. I think it would be amazing.
That would be amazing, yeah.
Yeah, because a few of the exhibitions and installations I've seen over there, you know, still like the black fellow standing on the rock, you know, with the spear with his family, and time has stood still. It's not a continuing, like, culture in the exhibition displays over there. I don't see that.
In my last trip to London, I absolutely agree with you, Marie, that what I saw fully wasn't a real representation of us Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people of today and our stories, yeah.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, we are the oldest continuous living culture in the world, but from the images that I've seen in some of those, and they're beautiful little museums, but I don't think they know how to tell our stories, and possibly don't know, you know, what some of the objects and items are used for. And, you know, one day in the future I would love to hook up those objects with community. So, you know, to travel overseas with elders and young people to tell a bigger story of those objects and items and help them create, you know, exhibition designs that reflect us today.
Certainly a lot of work ahead for you to do. I wish you all the best, Marie Clark, artist. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio today. It's been a real pleasure having a yarn with you. Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.